In the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue with our studies.
信仰要得到复兴。
For our faith to revive,
必须要明白圣经的教训。
We need to understand the teaching of the Bible.
那所以我们要怎么样使弟兄姐妹明白圣经的教训。
How do we allow our members, our brothers and sisters, to understand the teaching of the Bible?
这个就是我们领导者要去想办法的啊。
And these are the spiritual leaders, that they have to ponder upon.
现在有一些好像是一种聚会啊，崇拜啊，只重视那个仪式。
Right now, there are people who just emphasize on the ritual of services.
已经失去了他那种真正的意义了。
They have already lost the whole meaning of the service.
所以当时啊，你看最重视这种律法的形式的，就是法利赛人。
We know that the Pharisees are the people who held on to the law.
那个法利赛人他们很重视外表的这个形式，可是呢，主耶稣说你们不明白圣经。
As we know that the Pharisees they place heavy emphasis on the ritual of the services, but they do not know the intrinsic quality of services.
所以当为了这个安息日的事情呢，跟主耶稣跟他们呢，在这个解释的时候。
For example, when the Lord Jesus was trying to explain to the Pharisee on the matter concerning Sabbath,
主耶稣就引到大卫吃那个陈设饼的事情来告诉他们。
And the Lord Jesus referred to David and the shewbread.
说这个经你们没有练过吗？不但练过都会背啊。
He even mentions that not only you know about this, this particular verse, you can even memorize them.
但是呢，他们不明白。
But they do not understand.
不明白啊，所以呢，把没有罪的当作有罪。
Because you don't understand, you see those things that is without sin as sinful.
所以他们那种方式，那已经很重视外表的这个形式，而没有真正达到这种。实际的这种果效。
Because they place too much emphasis on superficial ritual, they have failed to understand the spirituality of the teaching.
去看到很多比如一般教会啊，我们去参观啊，他们哇，那个教堂那么大，里面哇，那种仪式真是很复杂。
Today, if you go to many churches of many denominations, some have very grand church chapel and very elaborate ritual.
从外表上看，哇，那真是非常虔诚的呀。
And superficially, from the outside on the surface, you see that these people are extremely fervent and very formal and zealous.
做了很多那些动作，到底那个我们也不明白它是什么意思。
They do a lot of ritual and a lot of ceremony, and we don't even understand what all those are for.
那到底那些要到底要达成什么果效
？And we don't even know what's the purpose of those ritual.
所以今天我们呢，不要被外体这种形式啊，给这个好像抓去了。
So today we should not be affected by the outward ritual of services.
你看，他们这次举行这种。讲到大会，他的目标就是在这里。
And this time, when this has this great convocations of law, their goal is right here.
让所有的百姓明白所念的圣经。
And their goal is to make it clear and to give the meaning of the law so that the people could understand what was being said.
并且呢，指导他们怎么样来。按照圣经的教训去遵行。
Not only so, they also teach them how to obey and practice the law of God.
借着遵守神的教训，得到喜乐力量。
It is only by obeying the commandment of God that it can regain this great joy and strength.
对，所以在十二节这个正果效，这个就是达到最大的果效。
And in verse 12, you see that they have achieved the highest goal.
说因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
所以众民呢，大家很快乐，大大的快乐。
And because of this, all the people went away to eat and drink with great joy.
那大大的快乐，我们就知道得到了大的力量。
Because they had great joy, they had great strength.
这个就得到了奋兴啊。
And with this, they are revived.
那接下来我们看十三节以下这段。
Onward.
十三节以下这段就是，听道之后，再来就要行道。
On the verse from verse 13 onwards, we learn that after when they have listened to the word, they want to practice what they have heard.
雅各书里面告诉我们说，不要单单听道。
The book of James tells us that we should not just listen to the words.
也要行道。
We must practice the word.
有些人很喜欢听道，但是呢，就不去行。
A lot of people like to listen, but they do not want to practice the word.
很用心在查考圣经。
They give attention to the words of the law.
但是呢，没有去遵行。
But they refuse to even obey the law.
这样的话就不好了。
This is not good.
像当时的文士法利赛人就变成这样的一个情况。
And this is what happened to the Pharisee and the scribe at that time.
他们很喜欢圣经。
The Pharisee, they love the scripture.
很重视圣经。
They emphasize on every words in the scripture.
很用心研究圣经。
And they put all their heart and mind in studying the scripture.
很会讲解圣经。
And they were able to explain the scriptures very well.
但是没有去遵行。
However, they did not obey and practice the teaching.
这个文字以色列不是这样子的。
However, Ezra, as a scribe, he's not like this.
他是用心去研究，同时是遵行的。
He gave great attention to the words of God. He also obey and practice the word of God.
所以听道也要行道。
Therefore, not only we have to listen to the words, we have to also practice the word.
那下面我们就看出啊，这个听了这个道理之后，他们的信仰开始奋兴起来的时候，就是行道，行为就表现出来了。
And after when they have been revived with the word, the next thing they do is to practice and apply what they have learned.
哦，那首先就看到就是领导者的表现。
First, we can see the leader has done.
看到十三节。
13.
啊，这个是次日啊，就隔天呐、啊，众民的族长、祭司和利未人。
The head of the family, the priests and the Levites,
都聚集到文士以斯拉那里啊。
They all gather around Ezra the scribe.
要留心听律法书上的话。
To give attention to the words of the law.
你看，这些众民的族长就是领导者。
Here it says the heads of the family and they are the leaders.
好，那么祭司跟利未人就是在圣殿里面服侍神的这些带领者。
And the priests and the Levites are the people who serve God and lead other people.
好，那么这些人在今天教会里头就是职务人员。
And these are the church board and committee members.
啊，那这些职务人员呢？他们你看，他们就开始啊聚在一起。
So they all gathered themselves together.
到文士以斯拉那里去。
Before Ezra the scribe.
他们要留心听律法书上的话。
They want to give attention to the words of the law.
这个就是领导者走在前头了。
And here we can see that the leader are walking ahead of the people.
这样啊，对整个百姓的影响很大。
This is a great influence on the faith of the people.
因为他们带头。
Because they are the leader.
所以全体百姓啊就会跟从。
And the rest of the people will follow them.
所以领导者开始爱慕神的话。
When the leaders of the church loved the words of God.
要按照神的话来带领百姓。
They must, according to the words of God, lead the people.
一个教会的奋兴啊，就从领导者开始。
And the revival of the church comes from the leaders.
我们看一下《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传十三章。
Chapter 13.
第一节
Verse 1,
这里记载这个安提亚教会的事情。
Here talks about an incident in the church of Antioch.
这安提亚教会啊，那些领导者。
So in the church of Antioch, there were leaders.
几位先知啊，还有一些教师了。
And they were prophets and teachers.
那么这些人呢，他们第二节说了。
And in verse 2 it says,
说他们侍奉主啊，进食的时候。
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting,
圣灵就说呀，我有分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们做的工。
Then the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have sent them." Call them.
于是就进食祷告，按手在他们头上祷告，他们出去了。
So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hand on them and sent them off.
这个安提阿教会啊，从这个是第使徒行传第十一章那里。好，我们再看这一阵。
Let's go all the way back to chapter 11.
这十一章的二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
这个是巴拿巴到安提阿这个地方来。
Here it talks about Barnabas coming to this place, Antioch.
发现了福音在这里兴旺起来。
And he realized that the gospel is prospering here.
好，那就去把扫罗找来了。
So immediately he went to look for Saul.
那他们两个人在这里呀，一年的功夫啊，跟教会一同聚集啊，教训许多人。
And together with Saul, both of them spent a year to teach the members of the church.
那你看这个教训的果效。
And let us see the result of their teaching.
说门徒称为基督徒，就是从安提阿起手。
第几节？
这是二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节啊、哦，所以这个时候啊，因为他们一年当中在那里教训门徒
，It was after a year of teaching the disciple there.
所以门徒被称为基督徒。
And here it says that the disciple will call Christian first.
所以安提阿这个教会啊，就很有基督的这个样式。
As we can see that Antioch, the church that has the image of Christ.
那这个时候就看到就是这些领导者。
And we can see that the leaders of this time.
他们呢，侍奉主，禁食。
They were the people who worship God. They fast and they pray.
这个就看到领导者的这种同心。
We can see the unity of the leaders.
他们是在真正在带领这个整个教会。
And truly, they are leading the members of the church.
是圣灵就告诉他们要分派保罗、巴拿巴出去传福音。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit said to them and set apart for Barnabas and Saul to go and work.
那这个福音就从安提阿向外邦啊推展。
And from Antioch, the gospel then started to spread beyond to the Gentile.
福音就这样兴旺起来。
And this is how that the gospel started to prosper greatly.
所以领导者。非常重要。
Therefore, the leaders of the church is very important.
那现在我们看到啊，就是讲到大会之后奋兴起来，这个领导者呢，就动起来了。
Now that we see that after when the church is revived, the leaders are highly motivated.
领导者动起来之后，你看他的果效是怎么样
？And what is the effect and result when the leaders themselves are motivated?
我们看未来第一。
Nehemiah chapter 8. Let's turn back to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8.
那他们来到云树以斯拉这边呢，要留心听律法书上的话。
Here they come before Ezra the scribe to give attention to the words of the law.
那么以斯拉就把律法书上的话来读给他们听了。
And here Ezra, he spent the time to read the law to them.
十四节这里说了。
Verse 14.
他们见律法书上写着主借摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节筑棚。
Here they found written the law that the Lord had commanded through Moses that Israelites were to live in booth during the feast of the seventh month.
这个以斯拉他也是按时分粮。
We know that Ezra he knows what kind of need they have and give accordingly.
因为这个时候刚好是七月。
And this was the seventh month.
初一的话，他们举行这个奉献大会。
And it was the first month of the seventh month that they have this feast.
那第二天呢，就是 七月的初二了。
It's the first day of the seventh month, and on the second day,
这些领导者到以斯拉这里来。
The second day of the month, the head of the family, the leaders, they came to Ezra.
要留心听律法书上的话。
And they gave attention to the words of the law spoken by Ezra.
啊，那我们就看到以斯拉就按时分粮啊。
Then Ezra, he gave their need accordingly.
哦，现在是七月，他把这律法书上关七月的这个事情啊，那个圣经记载啊。读给他们听。
And because of the seventh month, he read everything, about the seventh month from the law to the people.
哦，所以这个以斯拉是一个好牧人呐。
Therefore, we can see Ezra is indeed a good shepherd.
他按时呢来分粮给这些神的百姓。
He gave the people the need they require.
所以主耶稣说啊一个。忠心有见识的仆人。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says that for a servant who is faithful and perceptive,
这个神的好管家
is a good steward of God.
就是要这样子。
And this is what he has to do.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章四十五节。
Verse 45.
二十四章四十五节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
这里说谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人。
Verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whose the master has put charge of the servant in the household?
按时分粮给他们。
To give them their food at the proper time.
这些神的管家。
Here we can see that these are the steward of God, the servant of
教会的这负责人、职务人员哈。
These are the people who are the board member and the brothers or sister in charge.
他们是神的管家。
They are all the servant of God, the steward of the household.
所以要做一个忠心又有见识的仆人。
And therefore, the servant has to be faithful and wise.
那这样的。管家呢就会按时分粮给他们。
Then only this kind of servant will know when to give food at a proper time.
这个按时分粮啊，这才能达成那个果效。
To give their food at a proper time can only achieve the goal.
百姓会按时得到这个神的这个教训。
The people can only get the teaching of God.
按时结果子，遵行神的话。
And at proper time, they will bear fruit and obey the words of God.
所以四十六节说，主人来见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Verse 46, it will be good for the servant who master find him doing this when he returns.
主耶稣说啊，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
And the Lord Jesus said that the master will want the servant to take care of everything in the household.
从这里我们看到这个以斯拉就是这样一个管家。
And we can see Ezra is such a servant.
忠心又有见识。
He is faithful and wise.
所以能够在这个时候按时分粮给他们。
Therefore, he knows to give them food at a proper time.
这样的果效是很显著的。
And the kind of effect is very evident.
我们看回来这个尼希米记。
Let's turn back to Nehemiah.
所以在读到 看到这个律法书上写到。神要以色列人七月节的时候要筑棚。
Here they have heard what is written in the law that the Lord had commanded through Moses that they have to lift in booths during the feast of the seventh month.
好，来看第十五节。
Verse 15。
这里说，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告说，你们当上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树。还有番石榴树、棕树和各样的茂密树的枝子起来，照着所写的搭棚。这个律法书上写的，在这一天筑棚的时候要去这个砍这些树，这个树枝来呀搭棚。
As written in the law, they have to go out into the country and to bring back the branches.
所以这些百姓啊的领导者就去告诉百姓要去。他个人要去上山去砍这些这个树枝啊来搭棚。
Therefore, the leader went out to tell the people that they have to go out and bring back the branches from the trees.
遵行这个律法书上所吩咐的。
As it is written according to what is recorded in the book of law.
看到这个十六节啊。
Verse 16.
所以于是这个百姓就出去了。
So the people went out.
取了这个树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上或者院内。或神殿的院内
brought,
或水门的宽阔处或是以法莲门的宽阔处大棚
and brought back all the branches and make themselves booth
这些百姓就遵照这些领导者的吩咐
so these people they obeyed instructions of the leaders
他们就出去啊
so they went out
就砍这些树枝来啊就在各地方啊这些地方就开始搭棚了。
So they cut down the branches and built themselves booth.
好，所以十七节说。
Verse 17.
他们开始守这个筑棚节。
Verse 17 says that they start to observe the feast of the booth.
从鲁道之地归回的全会众啊，就搭棚住在棚里头。
And the whole company that has returned from exile built booth and lived in them.
从认了儿子耶稣亚的时候直到这日以色列人没有这样行了
And it's from the days of Joshua son of Nun until that day Israelite had not celebrated it like this
于是啊众人大大喜的
And their joy was very great
这个遵行了神的吩咐
When the person obeyed the teaching and the commandment of God
所得到的果效是大大的喜的
And the effect is great joy
所以今天呢，有些人感觉到说，我遵行神的教训好像很艰难，我也认为是一种好像痛苦的事情。
And today, a lot of people find that some people find that to obey the commandment of God is burdensome.
这个是两方面，一方面就是还没有对这个道理真理不明白。
There are two reasons for this. One is that they have not truly understood the truth.
如果像前面说，已经明白了。圣经的教训
Just like what it has written before that if you already understood the truth
他应该是很喜乐才对
Then you feel with great joy when you obey the commandment
不会认为说我遵行神的教训是一种重担是一种痛苦的事情
And you will not find that obeying the commandment is a great suffering and is burdensome
还有一些就是信心软弱
And another reason for this is that their faith is weak
虽然是好像明白了其实没有那种力量
They have understood the truth, but they just don't have the spiritual strength.
那很重要的一项就是这个道理啊，没有真正的明白。
And what is most important is that when the person have not truly understood the truth.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
As in the book of John, chapter 8.
有些人的确是很可怜的。
And some people are indeed quite pitiful.
道理听得越多啊，哇，好像是越不喜的。
And the more they listen to the truth, the more they find themselves sorrowful.
这种人我们就要检讨，这个讲道人也要检讨。
And when we have people like this, as a preacher, themselves, they have to examine what they have spoken.
那看到第八章三十一节
John chapter 8 verse 31
八章三十一节
John chapter 8 verse 31
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若常常遵守我的道就真是我的门徒
Here to the Jews who had believed in him Jesus said If you had hold on to my teaching You are truly my disciple
三十二节说你们必晓得真理真理必叫你们得以自由
And in verse 32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
The truth will set you free.
但是要晓得真理，真正明白这个真理。
But you must know the truth, then only.
它的功效就让你得到自由。
The truth will set you free.
得到自由就得到力量，得到喜乐。
When you are free, you have strength, you have joy.
但你这个道理其实好像听是听了，但是不明白。
But if you listen to the truth, and yet you fail to understand,
你就没有办法得到那个果效。
Then you will not have the effect.
其实神的道啊，真理呀、是要使我们得到喜乐，得到自由。
In fact, the word of God, the truth.Is to allow us to get great joy.
让我们得到力量
And to allow us to get great strength.
实际上我们遵行神的道
In actual fact, when we obey the words of God,
就是神的真理给我们的力量。
And it's the truth itself that gives us strength.
啊，圣灵就是真理。
And the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is.
如果没有真理
，the truth，
那这个光圣灵也没用的。
If there's no truth, then even when you have the Holy Spirit, that's not enough.
真理的圣灵就带领我们，就是这样子，好像啊，圣灵跟真理好像。带领我们走路好像左脚跟右脚。
The Spirit of Truth will guide us, just like, the Holy Spirit on the right legs and the, Spirit of Truth on the left legs.
有这两只脚，就是一前一后这样一直带我们一直向前走。
And the right and left legs will keep moving forward.
没有圣灵，你但说、哦、我要什么真理，这个单脚就跳不了。
And if there's no Holy Spirit, you cannot even talk about the truth.
你光说是有圣灵，没有真理，没有用。
And then you just say that, oh, I have the Holy Spirit, but yet you don't spend your time to study the truth, then it's
useless. 所以这个真理跟圣灵啊，就是好像两只脚。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit and the truth is just like your both legs.
让我们明白真理。
Now today we understand the truth.
让我们得到自由。
And today we have, freedom.
所以因为我们常常遵从神的道。
It is because every day we are obeying and walking on the truth.
所以你看，听了这个道理就明白了。
Now that you have known the truth and you have understood,
他们就是遵行了。
And they went ahead and obey it.
哇、哦，遵行出来，他真正了解说，哇，神的道理是这么好哦。
And it's only after when they obey the truth, then they realize how nice, how great is this truth.
好像我们听道理，认识了这个，我们这个东西很好吃啊。
It's just like after when we have understood the truth, we have tasted that this food is indeed very tasty.
那我们就吃了。
So then, after when we tasted, we ate it.
吃了之后呢，感受哇，真的。
And when we ate it, we feel very satisfied.
所以你看他们遵行神的话。
Here we see that they obey the words of God.
按照神的话去做。
And they do according to the words of God.
以前都没有这样做过。
In the past, they have never done this before.
从来没有想过享受这样的大大的喜乐。
They have never thought, that this would give them great joy.
现在因为遵行明白神的教训，遵行神的这个律法。
But now that they have, already, obeyed the teaching of the law.
现在他们知道这个不是重担。
You see that it's no longer a burdensome thing. It's in these things that will give them great joy.
那不明白人说，哎呀，搭棚搭那种棚子住在那里头，家里面不睡，怎么是住在那里住了一个礼拜七八天？
And for those people who fail to understand, they will see that it's very burdensome to build this great booth. They must well sleep at home.
那这样有什么意思啊？
And what's the meaning of building themselves booth?
不明白
啊。Because they don't understand.
得不到这个喜乐。
And because they don't understand, they cannot have great joy.
但他们明白了这个教圣经的教训。
But a moment when they have understood this teaching of the words of the law,
照这样去做了。
Then they did accordingly.
你看，得到的是，于是众人大大喜。
And the result is that their joy was very great.
所以我觉得说，我们今天呢，很重要要做一些明白圣经的教训。
So today, all of us must pursue to understand the teaching of the Bible.
那我们才能够去遵行。
Then only we can obey.
遵行之后就晓得真理了，哇，真的体验到真理了。
It is only after when we obey, then we have experienced the truth and understand the truth.
哦，所以主耶稣说，你们常常遵守我的道，就必晓得真理。
That's why the Lord Jesus says that for those people who always obey my teaching will understand the teaching.
就好像这个吃东西一样，你吃了你才晓得它是怎么样的。
It is only after when you have eaten the food, then you know the taste of the food.
吃榴莲呢，就哎呀，闻到味道就不喜欢了。
And we know that a lot of people do not like the taste of durian.
那你试试看嘛。
But if you try,
哎，他开始是真的试试看，一试就哇，以后很喜欢。
And after when you try, indeed you will love it.
那你如果都没有不去试探，你就永远怕它。
But if you never want to try, then you're always afraid to touch it.
它就成为一种痛苦了。
Then it become a burden.
闻到那味道就痛苦了。
And every time when you smell the durian, then you will suffer.
所以对神的道不要认为说啊这个是重担，不是的。
So when you try to obey the words of God, you shouldn't see it as burdensome.
不明白的时候是重担。
When you do not understand the words of God, then itself is burdensome.
明白所教训的就是一种喜乐。
But now that you have understood the words of God, then it's great joy.
因为会得了力量。
Because you will get great strength.
因为明白神的道，喜乐得到力量。
Because you have understood, the words of God is the joy that has given you strength.
那这种力量所带出来的就是遵循神的话。
And this is kind of joy, will give you the strength to continue to obey the words of God.
因为遵循啊，就体验到神的真理。
And because you obey the words of God, you experience the words of God.
那这种喜乐是大大的喜乐。
And once you experience the truth, that is a great joy.
其实今天我们真教会就是这样。
And today it's like this in our church.
圣灵就是这样在带我们。
And this is how the Holy Spirit guide us.
那么看到了这个尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah.
看第十八节啊
，Verse 18，
十八节就是从头一天一直到最后一天呢、啊，以斯拉每天都念神的律法书。
And day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God.
在这个所住棚节啊，这个八天的时间。
And within this 8 day, during the feast of the booth.
那在每天呢、啊，都念神的律法书。
Every day, they read from the book of the law.
他们都学习啊，听圣经的教训。
So they learn, and to.
因为里面很重要啊，就是要专心啊，听神的道理。
And during our spiritual convocations, one's most important goal for us is to give attention to the words of God.
有一些啊，在灵会的时候啊。好像很忙。
Some people seems to be very busy during spiritual convocation.
以前有一阵子，大家忙什么呢？哦，忙这个灵会的时候啊，大家要这个好像吃啊，一起吃爱餐啊，这样快乐。
Some people are busy about cooking, preparing the meal.
那这样的话就没有办法专心听神的话。
And because they were so busy trying to prepare the meal, then they cannot give their time to listen to the words of God.
所以后来我们就是说，我们就不要把心放在这个吃的上面。
And later on, we examine ourselves and realize that we shouldn't spend all our time to matter concerning food during spiritual convocations.
我们可以采取比较简便的方式来预备这些东西。
And we can find the easiest way to prepare the food.
大家能够专心来听神的话。
And so that we can make use of all time to give attention to the words of God.
所以当时我一阵子在高雄地区的时候
，There was a period of time in Kaohsiung.
我们就把它分为两种。
Taiwan, we divided the church in two groups.
有八间教会分为两组。
Oh, there were 8 churches, so we divide these 8 churches in 2 groups.
那么这一边在举行灵会的时候
，And during this group when they are having spiritual convocations.
这一边呢没有灵会的这些教会啊，就预备便当。
And this group that are not having spiritual convocation will prepare the food for this group.
那么要去洗礼呀，要做的这些工作，全部由他们来包办。
And any matter concerning preparing for baptism and all that work was being taken on by the group of the churches that are not having spiritual convocation.
在举行灵会的教会啊，他们都很专心的，从负责人到这边都专心的。
And the group that are having spiritual convocations, starting from the leaders and to everyone, they all give attention to studying the words of God.
效果很好。
And the effect was very good.
那么后来他们举行灵会的时候，我们这边来做互相帮助。
And then the turn will come to this group, another group, for the spiritual convocations, and it's the turn for this church to help them out.
所以这样的互相帮助，你们在灵会的当听到我们来服侍。
They help one another during the time of spiritual convocation to serve them.
当你们这边举行灵会的时候，我们来服侍。
And when it's your turn, for that, we'll serve you and help you.
两方面都得到喜乐。
And in the end, both of the church, both groups get great joy.
所以第一次举行的时候，哇，那教会的负责人那些都很高兴。今天这一次我们才真正有能够坐下来，哇，这样享受灵会，真是太好太好。
And after that, it was the first time that they realized that it was indeed very good that they can give all their time and attention to study the words of God, and that include the board members.
在以前他们怕了，他们说我有灵会了，他们。他们就想到真的怕了哎呀又忙了忙不得了
in the past,
不忙又不行可是忙起来真的是不喜乐不喜乐
In the past, the The board members and people in charge, they were always very worried when there is a spiritual convocation because they will be very busy. First, they cannot even listen to the words of God. And next, there are so many things that you have to do and they will be very tired. And what's the whole purpose of the spiritual convocation? They couldn't even attain this goal. And sometimes it has a bad effect. So today when we do something, we must have a very clear goal. And we must know how can we attain that goal. At that time, we see this is how...
很简单, 大棚, 住棚, 那个是纪念的, 旷野的生活。
This is how they do. They built themselves booths as a very simple booth, like the time when they were in the wilderness.
这很简单, 越简单越好。
And it's a very simple booth to the basic.
他们越能专心来听神的道理。
And because everything is simple, they can give all their time to the words of God.
所以灵会不是大家注重这个大家吃喝的这种快乐。
And therefore, we must remember during spiritual convocations is not time for everybody to pay attention to eating and drinking.
在这一方面呢，我们就要顾虑到。 我们要知道这个重点要放在哪里。
And we must know where we should put our emphasis on.
那么到第八天呢, 他要照例啊, 有这个严肃会。
On the eighth day, they have this assembly.
啊, 这个严肃会啊, 你就知道, 这个严肃会, 当时他们就严肃会。
At that time, they have this assembly.
就像我们今天灵会最后一天呢, 就有圣会。
Just like for our spiritual convocations, we always have an important day on the last day.
现在我们的正会有洗礼啊，洗脚礼啊，圣餐礼啊。
And on the last day of spiritual convocations, often we have sacrament like a foot washing sacrament, holy communion, baptism.
好，那他们就有这个严肃会，就这个严肃会就有特别的，特别的这种祷告，有特别的这个禁食。
And here we see that on the eighth day, they have this assembly. It's a special day when they have prayer and fasting.
所以这种严肃会啊，以后啊，接下来呢，就是他们的这种很特别的这种禁食的祷告会。
And this a special day of regulations is the day where they set it aside to fast and pray.
所以祝棚节之后，
after the feast of the booth,
对每日所念的这个律法书。
From all the teaching that they have heard from the law,
他们就更清楚说，哎呀，今天我们更了解自己跟神之间的这种关系呀。Now
all the more they can understand their relationship with God.
每天这样读律法书，哇，越听越多，越看越清楚。And
every day when they read this the law of God, they see themselves very clearly.
我们跟神之间的关系到底是怎么样？
The distance and relationship between God and them.
这个就是目的啊。
And this is the goal.
有些人没有天生真的话都不知道你跟神之间的关系到底怎么回事。
And if we do not even read the scriptures, we wouldn't even know our relationship with God.
有些人跟神之间的关系已经很糟糕了。
And for somebody, the relationship with God is already very far apart.
哎，神都已经快要变脸了，你都不知道了。
And God has already shown his wrath, yet you are ignorant.
啊，好像一些小孩子，父亲都已经这样，他还是在那嬉笑。
It's just like a child, even the father was angry, he still didn't know, and next moment you will see that the father will hit him with a rock.
聪明的孩子一看，哦，不对哦，现在。
But if a child is smart, then you will be able to see the face.
所以说这个跟神之间的关系，我们的信仰就是这个问题。
This is our relationship with God like this today.
这个经过这个祝棚节啊，天天念圣经之后，哇，知道了。
It's after this feast of the booths, every day when they read the law of God, then they will come to understand their relationship with God.
这些百姓就完全明白了，说哇，我们以前呢，跟神的关系是怎么样？我们是怎么样在惹神发怒啊？
And now this people, they finally realize their relationship with God, and they realize that in the past they have sinned against God.
我们的罪有多重？
And how heavy their sin was.
所以这个雅各书里面说，我们在听道理的时候，好像照镜子。
And therefore, in the book of James, it says that when we are listening to the teaching, it's like looking into the mirror.
越照的话，越明白说我们跟神之间的这个关系。
And the more we look into the mirror, the more we see our relationship with God.
当我们读了圣经以后，我们了解自己，跟神之间，我们会看到说，哎呀，神笑脸看着我，那就好。
And it's the same when we're reading the scriptures. If we see that God is smiling at you, then you're fine.
所以这诗篇里面说，求神啊，用笑脸来对着我。
In the book of Psalms, it says that may the Lord look at me with a smiling face.
不要避开脸不看我。
Do not turn your back against me.
如果这样的话，就一定很难过，很伤心呢。
And if God would turn His face away from me, then you'd be very sad.
如果神用笑脸对着我们，那就好了。
But if God were to look at us with a smiling face, then we are fine.
所以这个一照，没有神的话，你就不晓得说到神到底用什么样看着我们，我们到底是怎么样心在跟神啊，这个之间的这种关系。
Therefore, if you did not read the scripture, then you will never know what's your relationship with God like.
常常看到神的笑脸了，那真是喜乐，那种喜乐。 真是没有办法形容啊！
Every day you look at God and God is smiling at you, then you'll be very joyous. And this kind of joy is
我们自己的儿女啊，天天看到这父母的笑脸啊，他很幸福。
It's likened to our children, and if the children will look at you every day and you are smiling at them, of course our kids will be happy.
好，所以以色列人呢，他们住棚前练了之后啊，他们知道了。
And after when the Israelite they have read this the law. During this feast of food, they have to understand. The next thing is that how can they change?
跟神之间的这种关系,
how can they change this kind of relationship that they have with God?
所以第九章就开始这件事情了。
And in chapter 9, will tell us what the Israelites do.
明白了神的律法，他们才有这样的行动。
It is only until when they understood the teaching of the law, then they will have such behavior, a reaction.
这个我们在。 明天呢，再继续来学习。
And we'll continue with this chapter 9.
所以从这里让我们一路这样看下来，我们就知道我们的信仰要怎么样来奉献，怎么样来建立。
And from all this, we can see how we establish our faith.
没有神的话是不可能的。
And without the words of God, it is impossible.
所以今天呢，圣灵要带领我们明白进入圣经的真理里头去。
Today, the Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth.
那我记得这个真理。 我们的信仰能建立起来。
It is only through this truth that our faith can be established.
我们的这个福音呢，才能够兴旺起来。
Then only this gospel will prosper.
教会的这个事工呢，才会兴旺起来。
And the holy work in the church will progress.
那我们大家呢，这信仰就会达到得到大大的喜乐。
And finally, then our faith will give us great joy.
啊，这个是我们追求的目标啊。
And this is the goal that we should all attain to.
今天就学习到这里了。